In Deathlands, the only people who tried to approach you silently were enemies. Ryan glanced around. Apart from the row of locked doors, there was no cover. The back exit might be locked or it might be open, but whoever was coming after them had likely got it covered.
Run or fight?
Fight. What's in the side room next to Law? JB slid along and peered around the corner.
Set of steel tables, about a dozen of them.
Fixed or free?
JB disappeared for a moment, then reappeared.
Freestanding. Notice says the viewer should feel free to rearrange them as they wish.
Right. Let's get ready.
Ryan quietly walked to the row of doors, holding the blunt end of his panga over the first handles. He waited to listen, making sure that the intruders weren't advancing on them.
Knock the rest of these handles off.
From the stillness of the air, Ryan guessed that the big entrance sec door had been closed again, meaning that the villagers, assuming it was them who'd crept in, were all in the first large room with a mixed set of cubes. They probably were waiting to work their way in and pin JB and Ryan down at the far end of the art complex.
Get in one of the doors and keep quiet.
Sure thing, Ryan. You doing the same?
Yeah.
Tiptoeing back to the room with the tables, Ryan and JB silently tipped two over onto their sides, covering the area with the blank doors. Ryan crouched behind one with the rifle unslung. JB was hunched beside him, the Uzi ready to fire. He turned and winked at Ryan, the overhead light glinting off the lenses of his spectacles. They waited. Ryan swung around anxiously, but the sec door was locked. He crawled over, cursing himself for stupidly leaving the door untested, finding there was a simple triple bar sec lock that opened from their side. He turned back to cover, giving a thumbs-up sign to the armorer. Their attackers were very cautious now that they knew that their approach had been detected. Ryan guessed they were probably into the part of the exhibition with a long table in the row of pyramids, meaning they'd appear any minute now. It wasn't surprising that they were being so careful, knowing the weight of firepower that the Outlanders could lay down against them. Ryan peeked around the corner of the table, seeing that Ephraim was leading a hesitant move into the room where some of the doors now swung open. The man was ignoring the section of the gallery where Ryan and JB were hiding, convinced that they'd taken cover behind the doors. He had five men gathered behind him, and he glanced back, pointing at the doors.
Now!
His men charged at them.
Ah! Come on!
It was like taking candy from a blind child. Ryan aimed his stire as JB steadied his Uzi. Blood sprayed over the cement floor as the few survivors of the opening blast fought to turn and retreat.
Out the back now.
Ryan slung the stire onto his shoulder and sprinted for the door. He glanced outside. He could make out a narrow path fringed with overgrown ornamental bushes. The shot had come from behind the cover, and a cloud of black powder smoke still hung in the afternoon air. Ryan stuck the Sig Sauer around the edge of the door, aiming at the center of the cloud. He risked another look and saw the body of a young man roll out onto the path, blood streaking from two wounds, one in the groin, the other high in the chest. His Kentucky musket was still clutched in his right hand.
Let's go.
The youth had obviously been placed there as a last resort stopper to try to prevent the Outlanders from making a break out the back. As Ryan darted out and sprinted to his right, away from the center of the ville, toward a narrow draw, there was no more shooting. The massacre inside had taken away all enthusiasm for pursuit, and nobody came after them. Ryan slithered down the rocky side of the draw. JB was only moments behind him, taking up a defensive position, staring behind them toward the squat shape of the Burgess Gallery.
Looks like we kicked the balls out of them, stoops.
It was our blasters they wanted. Saw it in their greedy little dirt-poor eyes. We best get going. No point staying around here. Head north.
They followed the ravine, as it snaked in roughly the direction they wanted, toward the distant fortress of the Magus and Gert Wolfram.